This is Dale Connolly reporting, news meant for amusement. The controversy concerning bioengineering continues with a new report from the Center for Flexible Statistics, which suggests that farmers are turning away from genetically improved plants. Why? Nervous consumers are hesitant to accept the new technology. In one highly publicized case, parsley farmers are walking away from a product that has been shown to inhibit, it's been shown to eat the Angolan parsley beetle. Wendy Vapors reports.
With the tweezers, I'm going to put a beetle on the plant there. As you see the vibrations travel down the leaf and up the stem, the operative part up at the top of the plant becomes activated. It's feeling around, looking for the beetle, searching. Got it!
Dr. Larry Kyle is produce manager at Genways, a supermarket for genetically engineered food. His lab produced the beetle-proof parsley.
The best defense is a good offense. We added Venus flytrap genes to the parsley, and now a huge set of jaws grow out the top of the plant, and it eats the bugs that have come to eat it. Yes, we put billions into this, and yet people find it creepy.
Summer Squall is with the environmental group Evergreen Agitators.
The problem is the parsley doesn't stop eating. It eats other produce in the supermarket. It eats other food on the plate. Does it eat the beetle? Sure. But also beets, rutabagas, and bean sprouts.
And now parsley farmers appear to be in rare agreement with environmentalists. They are refusing to plant beetle-proof parsley. One such farmer is Floyd Barber.
I've got about 100 acres of parsley here. I put in the Genway beetle-proof last year and it worked great. Not a single bit of damage, not one leaf was harmed by the parsley beetle.
That sounds like a very good experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was, right up to the moment when a mob of townspeople came marching up here with torches and set fire to my crop and my house. Genway did a great job genetically protecting against beetles, but until they come up with something that's anti-mob, anti-activist, and anti-hysterical person screaming about the future and their children, I'll take my chances with the insects.
Again, Evergreen Agitator, Summer Squall.
A man had some beetle-proof parsley on his plate. He carelessly threw it in the garbage. The parsley ate the garbage. It gnawed through the PVC pipe and cleaned out the trap under the sink. It moved into the pantry. By the time he got home, it had filled the kitchen and cornered the dog. The parsley is vicious. It must be stopped.
And now it seems that consumers agree. They are telling farmers in the biotech industry that they want the comfort of knowing they are always more hungry than whatever is on their plates. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.